Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code play100. That's code play100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
It is SNY.TV's The Juice on the Cuse podcast, covering Syracuse basketball, lacrosse, and football.
Today on The Juice on the Cuse podcast on SNY.TV, we'll be talking about the Flint water crisis and the streaking Syracuse basketball team. I'm Wes Chang, and I'll be joined later by Sogat Sen, and our guest today is Syracuse legend Eric Devendorf. Eric, thanks so much for coming back on the program.
I appreciate you having me on again.
And Eric, I want to get you started on this one. You're playing in the Water Crisis Celebrity Basketball Game this Saturday, February 20th, from 2 to 7 p.m. at Hamaday High School in Flint, Michigan. To donate, please visit GoFundMe.com/BeatTheWaterCrisis. That's GoFundMe.com/BeatTheWaterCrisis, all one word. Tell me more about this game and how you got involved.
Yeah, so actually my buddy reached out to me from Flint. He had the idea to have this game, you know, to support the water crisis, and, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer for me. I definitely wanted to hop on board and help out as much as I can, and, you know, as you can see, we definitely have a lot of momentum going. I was talking about it on ESPN Outside the Lines a few days ago. We got a lot of familiar names playing, mostly local guys, local legends, so to speak, and Michigan State guys, Notre Dame guys, myself, and Mookie Jones are coming from Syracuse. Desmond Farmer, who's from Flint but played for the San Antonio Spurs. Then we got a couple NFL guys playing, you know, who are from Flint. So it will be a good group of players that are playing in the game. Hopefully, February 20th will be, you know, a great day of fun for Flint. And, they can come and forget about what's going on for a few hours, and hopefully we can put some smiles on people's faces.
Eric, I've seen there's been a lot of support for you in this project on social media. What does it mean to you to see this kind of outpouring from the community to help the residents of Flint?
Like you said, the Syracuse community has been absolutely amazing. You know, the first time I put it out on social media, you know, that everyone really rallied behind me for this event. And, you know, I was definitely super excited about the support I was getting. You know, if you look at the donation on the GoFundMe site, you know, a majority of the people are, you know, associated with Syracuse or from Syracuse. So, you know, that's one thing I do know is that, you know, the community of Syracuse is definitely super loyal, and, they've been nothing but great. And, I'm just pretty grateful for that.
Eric, let's talk a little Syracuse basketball now. They've won 8 of 9 games. What do you think of this year's team?
Oh, man. Well, you know, we're young and talented. We went through a stretch where we had I had ups and downs, but that's how it goes, especially with a young team, you know, learning and gaining experience as the season goes on. You know, I think we definitely have been able to get a little bit more balance going as far as inside out. And, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, just tossing the ball inside, telling the big guys to go get a bucket. You know, guys are attacking, getting to the rim, getting to the free throw line. You know, it's a lot more going on than, you know, just shooting threes. So I think, when we do that and don't have to rely on the three-point shot as much, I think we're definitely a real good team. And, you know, we can go far in the tournament. If we play how we're supposed to and play how we're capable of playing, teams better watch out.
Eric, you and I have discussed this before, but when I see Malachi Richardson play, I see a little bit of you as well. He's fearless going to the rim. He's a great shooter. He plays with that swagger, all things that you've had in your career as well. Do you think that's a good comparison?
Oh, absolutely. I saw when I was playing with him in the summer. You know, the first thing that, you know, really, you know, stood out to me was his heart and his, you know, his aggressiveness getting to the basket. He never backs down. you know, for me, when the young guys come in the summer, I like to, you know, see where their head's at a little bit. And he was definitely one of those guys who didn't back down from anything. So I definitely see a lot of myself in him as far as, you know, having that heart and definitely getting to the basket and be able to hit jump shots. He's, you know, he's a great young player, and he's only going to get better.
Eric, we'll get you out of here on this one. And going back to the celebrity game, for the fans listening to this podcast, what do you want to tell them?
Well, yeah, you know, you said it earlier, the donation site is GoFundMe.com/BeatTheWaterCrisis. You know, we had a lot of people support and donate, so if you can continue to support, you know, we have about 6 days left to the event. So just keep supporting and keep donating if you can, and, you know, we really appreciate the support, and, you know, hopefully it'd be a great weekend, and I know it will be.
Eric, thank you so much for coming back on the program. Again, please visit GoFundMe.com/BeatTheWaterCrisis. That's GoFundMe.com/BeatTheWaterCrisis, all one word. Eric, best of luck in the game. We'll speak with you soon.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Great to see a Syracuse alum getting involved in such a great cause. And I'm now joined over the phone by the Juice Online columnist and my very good friend, Sogat Sen. Sogat, how are you today?
Very good, Wes. How you doing?
Doing well, Sogat, and so is the Syracuse basketball team. A 75-61 win over Boston College on Sunday. Its eighth win in 9 games. Tyler Lydon and Malachi Richardson combining for 35 points. It really seems like this team is coming together.
Absolutely. I think you have to give credit where credit is due. This team has come together in some tough positions, being down to Virginia Tech, and then again, like you just mentioned, on the road to BC. These teams might not be world beaters, but having the resolve to not fold under that kind of pressure, I think this is something you have to give Boeheim and the team a lot of credit for.
And I think one of the keys to this streak is Tyler Lydon. You know, the first 5 games of ACC play, he didn't come close to double digits in scoring. Now, for the last 5 games, he's been in double figures, a career-high 20 points against Boston College.
To add to that, I mean, we saw some pretty impressive post moves from him. I mean, we know he's a good rebounder. He can shoot from the outside, but it was pretty impressive going up against a bigger center from BC that Tyler Lydon was able to actually have some post presence. So, and he's only a freshman. So it was, I think, if you're a Syracuse fan, you have to be extremely excited to see what he has to offer in the next upcoming years. And to add to that, Franklin Howard just come out of nowhere. So now all of a sudden we have 2 freshmen who are providing us some excellent minutes right off the bench. And this is going to be extremely helpful for the Syracuse team going towards the ACC and NCAA tournament.
There's a huge difference between a 6- and 7-man rotation, and Howard gives them that 7th guy, and it's critical that he's filled that void to give them an extra ball handler and also to give Cooney and Benajay some rest. And how about Malachi Richardson? 15 points, 5 assists with 2 really great no-look passes.
Absolutely. I mean, Malachi Richardson is a star. You can almost see it. He's got the swagger, he's got the shot, and some of the turnaround jump shot he had, I mean, some of those shots are just incredible. This guy's going to be a lottery pick, hopefully down the road for Syracuse fans, but this guy is everything that we could have ever asked for.
So now you have this tough stretch coming up for the Orange, at Louisville, hosting Pitt, hosting NC State, at UNC, and at FSU to close the season. I think a good goal for this team would be 3-2, but I can also see 2-3 here. Sogat, what do you think?
I think I'm with you, Wes. I think absolutely. I think starting off the stretch with Notre Dame, 5 in a row, very winnable games. I think we had said, you know, if we win 4 out of 5, we'll be in the NCAA tournament. But the team went 5 for 5. And like you said, this is the stretch where it gets pretty tough. So I agree. I think 3-2 would be great, but I think we're probably looking at 2-3. And I think moving forward, I think we right now this team is still in the hunt for first place in the ACC, believe it or not. So, you know, if miracles may happen, and who knows where we'll end up if they can win at Louisville coming up this Wednesday. But I think even with the 2-3, I think Syracuse is probably, with 1 win in the ACC tournament, safely into the NCAA tournament.
Sogat, we're right at the end of our show. Your closing thoughts?
So I think my closing thoughts are the Syracuse basketball team and the AP Top 25. I know fans sometimes get hung up on who's getting votes, who's not getting votes. Let's remember that the last time Syracuse was ranked this season, they proceeded to lose 2 in a row after the Bahamas tournament, lost to Wisconsin and Georgetown. We haven't sniffed the top 25 since then. And I would say this is probably the closest we've been. This polls just came out today, and Syracuse is finally getting some votes in both the AP and the USA Today poll. And there from Joel Lenardi's perspective. He has us as a 10 seed right now. So I think it's maybe our ideal spot is that number 26 spot. You know, top 25 clearly is not where we want to be, but I think number 26 and get into the tournament is what probably Syracuse fans will be happy with moving forward.
So got my closing thoughts are on the Syracuse men's lacrosse team opening the season with an 18-5 win over Siena. Dylan Donahue with 4 goals and 5 assists. It's been 7 years since Syracuse won the NCAA championship in 2009. I'm hoping they can end the streak this year. That's it for us for Sogat Sen. This is Wes Chang reminding you that one of the most groundbreaking inventions of all time is the jackhammer. You've been listening to the Juice on the Cuse podcast on SNY.TV, and we'll see you next time.
This has been the Juice on the Cuse podcast, part of the SNY.TV podcast network.